Good day to you, and thank you for listening to Think on These Things. In the poem, The Happiest Heart, by John Vance Cheney, you will find these lines. The rust will find the sword of fame, the dust will hide the crown. Aye, none shall nail so high his name, time will not tear it down. The point is well taken, as long as it is applied to mortal men, but it can never be said of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Apostle Paul, when writing about Jesus Christ, said, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's in Philippians 2:9-11. Jesus Christ is the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. To Him be honor and glory forever and ever. That's from 1 Timothy 1:17. He is the one who said, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death." That's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. The rust will never dull his sword, and the dust will never dim his crown. And the good news is that he invites every man, woman, and child to enter his kingdom. It is an everlasting kingdom, and those who enter it receive everlasting life. He is your ticket to life and immortality. It's the best offer you will ever receive. God bless you. I hope you have a great day. And thank you for listening to Think on These Things.